Wow.
Thank you, WFMU.
Holy smokes. Killer live set right there from the Brought Low here on WFMU. I'm going to read back the songs you played backwards just because it's like a nervous disorder thing with the DJ. When I see a list of songs, I have to read them backwards. What I Found was the last song in the set. And before that, Vernon Jackson, Black River, Army of Soldiers, This Ain't No Game, The Kelly Rose, Everybody Loves a Whore, and Old Century from The Brought Low. And Ben, do you want to step up to the mic and introduce yourself and your bandmates?
Sure, I'm Ben on lead guitar and only guitar and vocals, Mr. Robert Russell on the bass and vocals, and Mr. Nick Heller of Stuyvesant Town, Manhattan on the trap kit.
Very nice. And you guys have been together for quite a while. I mean, I know this particular lineup, but then The Brought Low as an enterprise, if you will, has been going strong for a while now.
That enterprise has been going strong.
How far back does the Brought Low date
we
back?
We formed in 99, and the first record came out on TP in 2001. And then we did our last two records with Small Stone Records out of Detroit, Right on Time in 2006, and third record in 2010. And then we also did a little, what do they call that? Digital EP, digital download EP for Coextinction Records. And that's the Black River and Army of Soldiers are up on that, and that came out in 2011.
Cool.
Yeah.
And are there plans for another full-length in the works?
Absolutely not. No, yeah, we're working on material now, and hopefully get into the studio next year sometime.
Cool.
To crank one out every 4 years or so.
I was going
to
say, with all due love and respect, you guys are not the most prolific band that I've come across.
We're like Orson Welles. So the next record will be our, what's that? The Fantastic Andersons?
Andersons?
That's the next record. That's what it's going
to
be.
All right. That's an interesting kind of timeline to plot yourself against. I like it. Now, do you have any upcoming shows that we can chat about at this point?
Yeah, we're playing Boston on November 3rd. It's a Small Stone Records showcase at a place called Radio in Somerville. And then November 10th, we'll be at Hank's.
Awesome.
The beautiful and fragrant
Venerable
Hank's Saloon.
Smelly Hank's Saloon.
What is the story with Hank's? Because I feel like I keep on hearing that they're like on the brink of closing.
Rumors of their closing are greatly exaggerated.
Seemingly, yeah. Well, that's great. That's going to be an awesome show.
And I think, believe it or not, and I'm not cursing here because it's a beef jerky fest. And it's called
Go on.
The Jerk Off.
All right.
I'm just saying that's what they're telling me it's called. And yeah, it's it'll be Hank's November 10th, and that'll be a probably a interesting drunken evening of long sets. Always seem to happen at Hank's.
Yeah,
people falling. And
it's been a while, but from personal experience, I can corroborate that well.
Someone's got to keep New York. It's nice to know that there's some trashy places left in New York
exactly.
City.
That kind of, I mean, I sort of feel like through some of your songs, you are lamenting the loss of the old New York in a way.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Nick and I are city kids. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Queens, Nick in Manhattan, and, you know, Bob's from North Jersey, so he certainly knows the terrain, too.
Sure.
And, you know, it's a different place, but I don't know. You know, I try not to be one of those curmudgeons that are always like, let me tell you, when I was growing up, kids.
Yeah. No, that gets old in a hurry.
But I mean, it's definitely a different place, and a lot of the songs kind of are, you know, indirectly about things that literally happened growing up, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting mix, and I felt like when I was writing up my my blurb to describe your set on the show tonight, I sort of confronted my own anti-Southern rock bias, in a sense, and I kind of feel like you're using that sort, you know, kind of musical style in an urban setting, which I think is a cool mix.
Well, right. It's like when people say, like, oh, you guys are a Southern rock band. I'm like, really? Like all the songs about writing graffiti and writing on the subway train.
Right, right. Exactly.
All those Southern things. I'm not writing songs about peach cobbler and high school football.
That's right. Well, it's a great sound. I'm really glad you guys were able to come out here today. And where on the interwebs could people go to find out more about The Brought Low?
Our Facebook page, probably, and we're on Twitter, and you know, Small Stone has a website, and I don't even know if we're up on the TP site. We still have a MySpace page.
Good for you.
You know,
keep the flame alive.
Someone's got to keep MySpace alive.
I'm sure you'll be hearing from Justin Timberlake shortly to thank you.
He loves us.
He'll give you a gold watch.
He's crazy about us.
Awesome. All right, well, thanks so much for coming down, you guys, and we'll look forward to the shows in November and hopefully a new album in 20-something.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Thanks guys.